Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey, welcome back to the Dropship Podcast. John here with you today. Just John, no Ben. But today I am joined by one of our students and thus far very successful dropshipper, Holly. Hello, Holly. Thanks for being here.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. And I'm super excited because we were just talking before we started and you told me that you quit your job today. I've just got to lead with that because it actually happened today, the day we're recording a podcast, which I'd love to say we planned it out in advance, but we really didn't. That's wild, man.
So yeah, today I literally walked out of the office for the last time and I even had like the big cardboard box like that everyone envisioned and I drove home for the last time and never looking back.
Yeah, that's so good. How do you feel? How does that feel? Like there's a lot of people who are listening to this right now and they're sitting there. A lot of people listen to this at work as well, right? While they're at their desks, which is, I love that people get paid to listen to our podcast, really. But like what is the mix of emotions you're feeling right now? Like set the scene for people who would love to be right where you are right now.
So the day I actually found out, I was like, okay, I'm doing it. I'm putting in my 2 weeks. I cried. I celebrated. I just felt so much gratitude. And then I got to work and like I made the dreaded call to my boss that I was going to put in my 2 weeks. And that was definitely really hard. But yeah, 2 weeks, that was about 2 weeks ago. And today I'm just feeling all sorts of emotions. I'm feeling like excited, sad, sad that a chapter's ending and I'm having to lose some, you know, connections that I used to see every day. But just so grateful, just so excited because I know that there's better, brighter horizons ahead. So it's all uphill from here in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a funny thing. I mean, I think I felt the same thing when I quit my job and it was quite some time ago now. So it becomes more of a struggle to remember, but I certainly think that I think in the week or so after I left, I was actually down a little bit, you know, like it was kind of like, cause like, you know, I'd been in my workplace for a long time, like quite some time, and built a lot of good relationships there. And yes, I didn't like the commuting or the fact that I was very tied down. I had to travel a lot, be away from my family, et cetera, et cetera. But there were some great people there that I'd been working with for like 10 years. They were like friends and that sort of thing. And, you know, like I had a good little community there. And then you kind of quit and you think it's going to be amazing. And it is. But then the next day, you're sort of sitting at your desk in your house doing your business and you realize I'm all alone. I'm all alone.
It's such a change.
There are no friends.
I can never
here.
Go back. There's no friends. It's just my cat.
And I think for me, that was actually like, because when I started, I wasn't part of a big community. I mean, I knew a few people who were dropshipping, but they were like in America, you know, like Ben, for example. I did know Ben back then. We'd never met face to face at that point, but we had talked a bit, you know, obviously on calls like this on Zoom or whatever. But like there was no big community that I was a part of. And so for me, it was just, I was like, oh wow, this is a little bit scary because I'm all by myself.
It is.
It's all up to me sort of thing.
Yeah. It is a little bit scary and it's definitely easier to think about it and feel excited about it. And then when you actually do it, you know, it's a big change. Everything changes. Your routine changes. That was literally 10 hours of my life every single day for the last 10 years. So it's such a big change and it's exciting though.
Yeah. What have you got in place to help you with that?
To help me with what exactly? Like the change?
Yeah, or the change, or going from a place where you're kind of part of a, essentially, I mean, you're kind of part of a little community when you're at, not everybody is in a good workplace that's like that for sure, but you know, like you're around people a lot, and this is a, I mean, you're just getting there now, but what do you think? How do you think you'll deal with that?
Yeah, I think human connection is the most powerful thing in the universe. I think there is nothing more powerful or that can give you more purpose than having human connection. And so having to move away from the people that you were the closest to, for me personally, I mean, I am now going to be able to invest more into my other communities. Like, I have, you know, the mastermind. I also have a women's coaching group I'm a part of. And I mean, I'm going to get to spend a lot more time with friends and family now. So it's just, you know, replacing that with something else. But I agree with you. I think being able to stay connected is important, especially when you're going to go all in on a business. It's easy to just get in that mindset of like, you know, only thinking about that. And then you kind of put aside everything else, including your family, your friends. And that's definitely something I think I need to focus on.
Yep. Awesome. Well, we've got this far in, and probably the question that's on a lot of people's minds who are listening is, Holly's quit her job. How's her business doing? You know, we love the numbers. Everybody wants to know about the numbers, even though it's about so much more than that. But let's start out. You've been running your business for just over 5 months now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the headline number? I'll let you throw it out there.
Starts with a 5 and has 6 figures. I just hit half a million. Just hit half a million 3 days ago. It was a really big moment. We're actually going to go celebrate the half a million, quitting my job, and then we're going on a cruise in 3 days. And I'm just celebrating and enjoying some of the things that I've been doing over the past 5, 6, 7 months.
Awesome. Yeah, that's so cool. Half a million, 5 months. That's an amazing start. You know, and not the first time we've heard that from one of our students though, but very, very awesome. And I think we'll mm-hmm. come back to sort of some of the things, you know, we'll have a talk about some of the things I think that you feel have sort of helped you to get there. But where did this start for Holly? Like where were you? Like what? Why a high ticket dropshipping business for starters? Like, how did you find yourself at that point? Where were you before then? And what did that pathway to getting something started for yourself kind of look like?
So I was that girl in school who made straight A's, never missed a day. I was like the president of, I think I was actually in 11 clubs.
Wow.
In high school.
Crazy.
I know. Like, not your typical entrepreneur where, you know, where they kind of, school wasn't as important and they were like into their own things. Like, I didn't really have a choice. My parents were very strict about like, you need to show up for school. You need to get good grades. And I was always very obedient to that and didn't want to let them down. And so as I went to college, you know, I went to college, I got a business degree, and then I did like the American dream, quote in quotation. You know, I went to like go get a job that had a 401k and, you know, benefits and PTO and all those things. And I've been doing that for 10 years now. And I kind of matured and grew out of like, you know, the mindset that I have to, you know, do exactly what my parents tell me. I started becoming curious about other ways to make money and started. I also hate waking up early. That was one of the most difficult things for me. Waking up at 5 a.m. every day, and it was like an hour commute to work. So that discomfort started making me curious about, like, is there more? I don't know if it was just like part of my DNA that gave that curiosity. I've always been just a curious person that mm-hmm. likes to ask questions and is very like practical, and I need the dots to connect. And like when the dots don't connect, I'm like a Googler, you know, those people that just like Google everything immediately. That was me. And so it led me to, you know, more questions and discovering lots of different ways that I could live my life that didn't involve an 8-to-5. And everyone calls it a 9-to-5. I had an 8-to-5. Yeah. I had to work an 8-to-5. So yeah, I actually started a e-commerce business during COVID, during the pandemic. I started another business, and I mentioned discomfort, and I'll tell you a personal story that really awakened me to that more than just the curiosity, because I think that's like, that's what it has to change to, more than just curiosity. Like it has to change to action, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, having that really secure lifestyle and anticipating being able to retire at 65 and, you know, go and live the next 30 years from my 401k, that has kind of ran in my family generationally, like every single generation that's been their life. And right when the pandemic started, I found out some news about my grandpa, and he lived the American dream. Like he went and he worked until he was 65 and he retired, and he put his life on hold for 65 years while he did that, in the hopes that he could have the American dream and retire. And then at that point, you know, he can finally hang out with his wife. He can finally hang out with his kids, and now his grandkids, and now his great grandkids. And he retired, and we had this big retirement party for him, and it was amazing. And he was celebrating the beginning, kind of the beginning of his life, really, now that he didn't have a job anymore. And then shortly after, he got a cancer diagnosis. And he didn't live long after that. Mm. And when I learned about that, that is what made me, he spent his whole life to get to that point, and then he died. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like that's going to be me. Like I had this aha moment that's literally the life I'm living. Like that could be anyone. And so whenever I found that out, that was kind of my moment that I was like, I have to do something about this. So I started an e-commerce business. It was like a clothing boutique. It was horrible. It was just a wreck. But I learned so freaking much, and I'm so grateful that I did that, because that e-commerce experience and community eventually gave me more curiosities about other things in e-commerce. And so as I was working my full-time job during all of this as well. So that was just something I kind of did while I grinded on. Every night I would get home, go to work, you know, to my e-commerce business. And then the weekends I would work all day. And I loved it. And I knew that, you know, there was a bigger picture on it, but, it was not for me. I didn't love like being in front of the camera every day. I didn't love having to get new inventory. That the biggest thing for me was having to buy new inventory every week.
Yeah.
And having all those upfront costs and the risk of not selling that inventory. So after a couple of years, I actually still have all the clothes in the garage right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I still haven't figured out what I'm going to do with all those. But yeah, then I actually started listening to other e-commerce podcasts, and I ran into yours and felt it was the most information and knowledge I had ever gotten from a e-commerce podcast, and just really like started going all in on learning and digesting. I just had like a note and scratch paper out, and I was actually, I can probably go find it. I wrote down the little funnel that you teach about because I was trying to visualize it in my head.
Right. Yeah.
And I went all in on that, and that ultimately led me here today.
Yeah. Awesome, man. That's such a good story. There's so much in there. Thank you for sharing all of that. I think it's funny, like thinking back to where you start with the e-commerce thing. I mean, I think back to my first business and I think, oh God, that's horrible too. Do you know what I mean? Like compared to, you know, what we teach now, Ben and I, and what our students are doing now, like what I started with was like was nowhere near, you know, like the sort of quality that I would think is decent now. And I think back to some of Ben's early businesses as well, and they were also terrible. I think he shared some of those on the podcast here. And that's often how it starts. But what helped you to carry on from that first experience? Because I think what a lot of people struggle with today is they get in and they try something. And usually when you try something for the first time, it doesn't work fantastically, right? Because... Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't really know what you're doing, right? You haven't learned, and you're learning while you're doing it. And so obviously when you're learning something, you don't hit it right the first time, every time.
Mm-hmm.
So you went in and you tried something, didn't work out exactly to plan, and you kept going, right? You found something else. You tried something a little bit different type of e-commerce in this case. Why didn't you quit after that first thing didn't work well for you? Because that's the point. That's the point where people, you know, we say a lot on this podcast that sort of like a lot people drop out because they hit a challenge and they don't push through when they could. Mm-hmm. They just move on to something different, or the next shiny object, or just nothing. They just go back to the focusing on their 9-to-5 or 8-to-5, as it were, kind of lifestyle. What? Mm-hmm. Is there anything you put your finger on that sort of for you, because I mean, you've even had challenges along the way with your current business that's doing very well. How do you,
so many.
What keeps Holly pushing through those moments?
So first of all, I love failure, and this is kind of sounds weird and contradictory, but I actually love failing because in my experience, I've always learned my best lessons from failing. And I know your position is like, you don't believe that, you know, just because you quit a business, you're not failing, right? Like, but I kind of did, like, I chose to fail because I hated it. So I'm like, this is, you know, I'm done with this. I'm moving on. But I learned so much from that the real win for me was what type of person I became from that experience. And so, I mean, I'm a different person, like from when I was before. Like, I am so much more confident. I know what I am capable of. I have goals. I'm just a different person. And as I started, once I decided to quit, you know, I failed my first business. I got a little comfortable because we were all working from home with the pandemic, and it was kind of nice. I'm like, well, I don't have to go into an office. Like, this is great. And, you know, maybe this is okay. But I knew inside, like, I knew there was a voice inside that was like, no, like, this is not okay. Like, don't settle. And I have this belief that like everyone should make a contract with themselves. Like, what is it that you want in your life? And then just like you would make a contract to buy a house or for a partnership, or like, why not make a contract with yourself on what it is that you want to do with your life? And then actually like go out and do it. And then hold yourself accountable to that contract. And so I did that pretty early on, knowing that like there, I know that there's more. And what shifted in me, in my belief system, is I became open. I became open to receiving what was next for me instead of trying to control, like, oh, this is what I need to do, or this is what. I just became curious and open, and spent a lot of time just asking questions, researching, listening to things. And I'm a big believer to like follow what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And I immediately know when something doesn't make me happy, like that's like move on. It's, and I know that sounds very almost too simple, but I follow my happiness. And so when I feel discomfort, you know, that's really hard for me. And so I'm chasing not really comfort, but I'm chasing my happiness. What makes me happy? What's going to keep me accountable to the contract with myself? And so I feel so grateful for something that happened a few months ago that actually got me to make the decision to go all in on my high ticket business. And I got a call from my work, and they said, Holly, you know, it's been a great few years working at home now, but you have to go back to the office. Mm. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Like, I don't want to go back. And, you know, it's funny because I was so open to what was next for me. And I knew that I was going to go into something, and high ticket drop shipping was an option. I had several options. Like, I was like, I could go this way, I could go that way, I could go this way. And whenever that was almost what made me not make a decision, was because there's so many that I could choose from. But whenever I got that call from my work, they were like, all right, you know, here you go. This is it. You're going back to work. And that was like the day that I made the decision to go all in. And it was the discomfort. That's what drives action, is discomfort in my experience. And so looking back, I was so like upset and like, this is horrible. Like, the world's against me, you know, everything's wrong. But then I'm like, Holly, this is what you asked for. Like, you asked to, you know, let the universe guide you to what was next. And like, here you go. Like, I'm driven by discomfort. And when that discomfort came, that was enough to like push me over the edge. And so I'm like, I'm done making excuses. I'm not going to use the excuse, like, I don't know which business model, I don't know which product, like, just freaking do it. And if it doesn't work, then guess what? You learned a lot of things, and now you can pivot and do something else, and you get another experience in your belt. It's freaking amazing. So that's kind of what drove me to action. And it's been a great experience so far.
Hmm. I love that. I think, yeah, one of the most under-recognized parts of just doing something, even if it's not perfect, even if it doesn't work out the first time the way that you thought it would, is like the personal journey you go through just doing something for yourself, something that you've got the aim of changing your life fundamentally, even if it doesn't work exactly the way you planned it to, like from a financial perspective or whatever, the first time round, because it often doesn't, to be honest. like, I think it's really easy to overlook. I think it's really important when you get to that point, just to look back and go, who was I before I even started? Like, how do I think now? What have I actually accomplished? And like, you will find that you are, even if it's only been like 6 months doing that thing for 6 months, it doesn't have to have been for years, even that amount of time, like you will recognize that you're like a much different person. And mm-hmm. in most cases for the better, I think when we met up a couple of months ago at Dropship Breakthrough Live, I remember we had a conversation and I can't remember exactly what we were talking about. But I was talking about the way I think about some things.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, John, like you think about that thing very different to me. It was like the scarcity, yeah. abundance sort of thing, I think. I think we were probably talking, yeah. about money, and I'm always like, oh, there's mm-hmm. just unlimited money. You know, there's always more money,
yeah.
sort of thing.
Yeah.
I did not think that way before I started in business. I can tell you right now, I had a very mm-hmm. different way of thinking about that, which is the way that mm-hmm. most people think about that, is the,
yeah.
the scarcity mindset and all that sort of thing. And when I look back on my journey, that's a big part of what I reflect on, is not really the income I've generated or the lifestyle changes or whatever. It's just like, I think I'm just a much better person as a result.
I totally agree.
The things I've done in that time.
So I actually journal almost every day, and I'm so glad that I journaled in the early days, because getting to look back on everything that I was feeling and experiencing, I always keep my journal with me because I like to write my thoughts down. And getting to look back at that person that I am, that I was, and compare it to the person I am now, like it's pretty cool. It's pretty fascinating how it's just life experiences and struggles can change you into such a different person.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. So you got decided on high ticket drop shipping, started a business. What were your big challenges in the beginning? So you're 5 months in now, or 5.5 months in now. Mm-hmm. What were some of your early challenges?
I had so many. I feel like every day I was like, this isn't going to work. I'm done. Like I need to give up. Like it was, and poor Andrew, like he still is so supportive of me through this, and I'm so grateful. It's like having a person to like just let you vent is so important, because I every day was like a new struggle. Sometimes it was like simple things like, oh my gosh, like this thing on my website is like not working, it's not showing up, and you know, those, and then you can literally spend like 6 hours trying to fix it. And then you're just exhausted. And you're like, oh my gosh, I got nothing done today. And then there's like the bigger challenges, like, oh my gosh, I spent $3,000 and haven't made any sales. Like I would say for me, that's been my biggest struggle, is just the fear of, you know, spending money on ads and then not getting sales from it. And it's such a simple way to set up the ad. So there's not a lot of ways that you can be like, oh man, this, you know, there's all these different ways I could be screwing up my ads. Like there's, the ad setup is pretty simple. And so, you know, I know there's a lot of little intricate things that go into that, but overall, you know, you have your three tiers, and if that's set up right, then you're like, okay, well, I'm doing it all right. Like, why aren't any sales coming in? And my particular niche can be $5 to $10 a click. And I mean, even this month, I had spent $3,000 in ads. The first 9 days of this month, I was 3K and I made $6,000 in sales.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And for anyone that's listening, that would not be profitable.
Yeah, that was probably like $1,500 profit, which means I'm out thousands of dollars, you know, in 9 days. And I'm like, oh my gosh, if this continues, like, what if the next 10 days are this way? And then the next 10 days. And so for me, the struggle was trying to not have a mental breakdown and overcome that. And as I've so been so consistently rewarded for, you know, not fighting the temptation to turn off my ads, I've been rewarded for keeping them on, because the sales always do end up coming in over time. You know, it all evens out. That's something I've really been working on. I would say that since I started my business is, you know, I'm definitely not perfect at it. I have times where I still really struggle with that, but I see it as a gift that I get the opportunity to overcome this fear of scarcity and this fear that, you know, it's not going to work out, because I think that's so important. You know, if it was just like working and everything was, you know, going great and I was making, you know, $1 million a month, like that would be great. But like, what kind of person would I be from that? Like, I think that the way that this business is building me as a person while I build the business, like we're building each other. And it's such a special, it's such a special way to look at the way that you're building a business and see it as almost like a spiritual journey to become a better version of yourself while you're, you know, building something that will last for a long time.
I love that. I don't think I've heard anybody put it like that before. Certainly not on our podcast. Thank you. I think that's a great way of looking at it. I think that's very true. I just haven't heard it expressed that way before, but it's very true.
Nice. Yeah, I'm really, I think it's so important to like really look inward and look at like, am I happy with who I am? And I know that I didn't really think that like that had anything to do with my business until I really started looking at, you know, the mindset behind it. Like, what are my beliefs? What were the beliefs that I was taught as a child? And how is that affecting the decisions that I make in my business? Because it all surfaces eventually. And so if you know, if I can be someone who sees things abundantly, my belief is like, I can attract the things that I can attract success and money effortlessly just by looking inward.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, it is. And I think like when you run a business, any business really, I mean, high ticket dropshipping business for sure, I think you're putting yourself into a position that I think for a lot of people, like on a daily basis, for a lot of people, you're just constantly, and I talk a lot about challenges. I was asking you about that before, but like you kind of ramp up the pace at which you're challenged. Like every day, mm-hmm. there's things that might make you feel a bit uncomfortable. There might be problems. There might be this, there might be that, which I think sometimes when you're in like a 9-to-5 job, you've been doing it for a while. Oftentimes mm-hmm. you get a bit comfortable with that, right? Yeah. And I think in business and when you take those big leaps, the challenges come at you so fast that if you can stick with it and push through mm-hmm. those, like you're the rate at which you develop as a person is just exponential compared
I totally agree. Before.
And I think that flows on to the rest of your life. So I think when I have problems in like my personal life or relationships with kids, I mean, I've got kids, I'm married, all that sort of thing. I think when I think back to how I deal with those things now compared to how I used to deal with those things years ago before I'd gone down this path of my life and all that sort of thing, it's like light, night and day, the difference. Like, and for the better, right? I just think, and it's not that I've done any particular work or learning around how to be a better parent or how to be a better partner or how to be a better husband or how to be a better whatever. I've never done any of that stuff. For me, I think it's just literally come from dealing with challenges that have come from my entrepreneurial journey. And that's just kind of overflowed. Like, I think about it as well, but I think, yeah, I don't even know if I can necessarily put a finger on exactly how that happens, but it definitely happens. It just happens.
Yeah. And someone has said to me something that stuck with me, and it's become comfortable being uncomfortable. And if you can do that, then you can do this. And I agree, the problems never go away. They just become different. You know, once you get your Google Ads down, then you have a different problem. Then you have a different problem. And then you have a employee problem. And then you have a office problem. Like, there's always going to be new problems. And so just accepting and being uncomfortable, like, this is it. Like, this is the road less traveled, is because it's uncomfortable. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It is. And going on from that saying, I think the other one that I love is like, if you're not slightly scared all the time, then you're probably not doing the right thing yet.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm pretty much terrified every day. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's like a saying that's like, the feeling of being scared and excited is like inside of you, like the biology, that those feelings are like actually very similar, where you could actually sometimes if you tell yourself, you know, it's one, you can't even differentiate between the two. So just accept it. It's great. It's a wild ride.
It is. And I think just to change tack a little bit on that wild ride, I think one of the things, and I'd like to, I mean, thus far you've had a great start with the high ticket dropshipping business. As you say, there's been challenges. There's been moments where you've been terrified, but you know, you've made a really good start out of it thus far. And one of the things I've certainly noticed about you is that you're a very consistent person at putting in the work, right? And I think, you know, Ben and I talk about this a lot. Like, you know, I mean, you've heard us say, do the work. In fact, we're going to have a segment on this podcast coming out on Thursdays in a couple of weeks called Do the Work. Because it's so important. So you've been working your 8 to 5, and I know you were coming home after your 8 to 5 and working on your business for hours, and doing that very consistently. And once again, I think when I look at the people who we've had on this show, people you talk to as well, like Jaden, or, you know, the John Murphy, if we go back to some of our earlier episodes, Kellen Ambrose, you know, the one consistent thing, if I think about those sort of names, Rob, another guy who's been on the show, our student of the year at Dropship Breakthrough, the thing that ties you all together is your ability, for whatever reason, to just get in there and do the work and do it consistently. Do you have any tips for people who are getting started?
Yes.
About getting yourself to a place where you can.
I do.
Because I truly believe, like, if you've got the right plan to follow, right? And yes, you need to be doing the right thing if you're doing the wrong thing, it doesn't matter how much work you do on it, it's probably not going to work. But assuming you've got the right plan, or like if you can do the work, the right work consistently, like you're going to get somewhere. And people,
you are. You
think that sounds super simple, and it's way too simple. There's got to be some secret. There's got to be some big secret, right? That you, that
I know,
Holly knows that everybody else doesn't know, and that's why you're successful. But there's not.
I will tell you the secret.
All right.
The secret is stop hitting the snooze button when your alarm goes off in the morning, and you set a contract with yourself the night before that you're going to wake up early and do the work. And it is just that simple. Like, I'm not a special person. I'm just an average person who lives in Oklahoma. I have a small home with my cats. I don't have a lot of money. I grew up in a small family in a small town. Like, I'm just a normal person. And I just, so here's something that I love. I look at this every single day. In the course, you wrote, it's like, I think it's on the homepage. It says focus, consistency, patience. Do you remember writing that on the homepage? I think it's on the homepage.
Yes, it is when you log in. Yes, I do.
And yep. I, at the very first day I ever started taking the course, I wrote this down. I have it on my sticky notes. Then there's another one that says sacrifice, discipline, selfishness. That's another one you wrote. That's another John liner. And I look at these every single day, and it's not anything special. It's not like, oh, here's this, you know, special person you need to know, or, you know, this amount of money that you have to save up before you do it. I wish I could say that there was, but it's really just that simple. So, I would say like what made me successful is that when 99% of people get up in the morning, they hit the snooze button and I turn my alarm off and I get up and go to my computer and work. And I just work and I work and then I work until I can't work. And then I do my other job and then I go get home and I work more. And like, I understand people might have kids and you may not be able to work for 8 hours a day. Maybe you can only work 2 hours, 4 hours, just doing it. That's the only thing I can say.
Hmm. Yep. That's awesome. I mean, that's what I did as well. When I started my first business, I would literally come home from work, put the kids to bed, have dinner, sit in front of my computer. No TV, no Netflix. Well, Netflix, mm-hmm. I don't even know if Netflix was around back then. But anyway, I'd never heard of it. You know, none of that sort of thing. Just work until, yeah, you can't productively do anything, and then sleep. And I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or something for the first month and mm-hmm. sit in front of my computer for an hour or so before kids woke up. Then I'd catch a train to work and I'd work on my laptop on the train for an hour before work. And do the same thing on the way back home on the train. And so, yeah.
And yeah, I think for me, I had this idea. That. Yeah, exactly. I had this idea that it was like, oh my gosh, like I can't just get up and work every day, all day for the rest of my life. But whenever you put it in a different perspective, like, no, just do it for 2 months. Or I would say like for me, it really took 2 full months before I got to a point where I was like, okay, this is like at least making consistent sales. Maybe I'd say closer to 6 weeks, 6 weeks for me. But if you can just say, okay, do this for 2 months. And then if you hate it, then like, you know, you don't have to keep doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if you get to that point in time, let's say, and you realize you don't love it, like I say, I think people worry that they'll have lost something at that point. And I would just bring people back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, even if the business, that particular business, doesn't work out exactly the way you thought, you will have learnt and think so differently to what you did even 2 months mm-hmm. earlier. Mm-hmm. Your mind will now be open to a whole range of other possibilities that you could do. Mm-hmm. Like I certainly know, yes. think of quite a few people who started in high ticket drop shipping, didn't end up loving it. Not everybody does, but they learn a bunch along the way and they actually went and did something else, like another type of business, mm-hmm. online business, mm-hmm. And were very successful at that and found that they loved that way more. And that's what they're still doing today kind of thing. You know, so I think, yeah, I think the most important thing is just to start doing something. And so probably one of the last things I want to ask you, Holly, is there's a lot of people who listen to this show who haven't started yet. And they're probably, they've been listening for maybe months to this podcast and they haven't started yet, either a business, you know, or whatever it might be. What would you say to that person? As somebody who's now has started and you're finding success and you can look back on yourself being at the start of your journey, what would you say to that person?
Yeah. I think I would ask them to be curious. Why does this intrigue you? Why are you listening to these podcasts? What do you feel when you are listening to this? Does it make you feel excited? Are you just bored and you have literally nothing else to do? I would really be interested to know, you know, how do they feel? Why are they listening? And then I would say, once you become curious about, like, ask yourself, like, why am I listening to this? Is it just for the money? You know, like, I don't know, maybe that's fine. Maybe you want freedom. Like for me, I don't want the freedom to choose. I don't want to have to, like, people talk about freedom. Like, I don't want freedom to just choose. I don't want to be put in a box. Like, if you have a choice, there's things you're having to choose between. I want freedom to just create. I want to create. Like, that's my why. And I would ask, once you become curious, what is your why? Why are you interested in this? Why does this make you feel excited? Why does this make you feel scared? Why do you want more money? Whatever your answer to those questions are, that is such a amazing insight that you have in yourself. And there's something there. There's something in your soul or your heart that's pulling you to have that why. And then your body is actually giving you these feelings when you're kind of taking little baby steps to validate whatever that deeper why is. And I would challenge anyone that says that it's just money. You know, I just want to make more money, because while money is just energy, money is an avenue to get something else. It's a way that we can get the things that make us happy. And some people don't need a lot of money. Some people think they do, but they really don't. But I love money. I want to have I want to have a ton of money. But it's not the money that I really want, right? It's what I can do with the money.
Yeah.
And so once you can really dissect that in yourself and understand, oh my gosh, okay, this is actually about more than money, right? Like, this isn't just about money. Like, this is about my purpose in life, or this is about, like, my kids being able to look at me and be proud, or like, whatever their why is. And then once you have that knowledge and knowing of what your why is, it's a matter of taking action on that. You are listening to this podcast for a reason, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, like something guided you here. The things that you do in your life, like that everything that you do in your life is a result of like the person that you become. So I would say take action on that. Like, it's very simple. Just follow the course, right? Like, just follow the course. You don't even have to build any skills. Like, you don't have to know anything, pretty much. Like, you have to know how to have Google and like buy a laptop and speak English, I would say. But just do the course. Don't be lazy. Ask questions to the community. Like, there's a whole community of people. And then last, just don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Awesome. Awesome. Couldn't put it better myself. Thank you. All right. Well, we're gonna wrap up here in a second. But before we do, special announcement on the podcast, given you're here and all of that sort of thing. Holly's, as you've said, has quit her full-time employment. Jesus. Going to be focusing in and growing that business. But as well as that, Holly's actually joining the team here at Dropship Breakthrough. So in the not too distant future, Holly's going to be coming on as part of our team, which I am so excited about. If you're thinking of joining Dropship Breakthrough, you'll be able to talk to Holly if you've got questions or you'd like to learn more about joining before you join. But she's also going to be joining us as one of our coaches to work with our students, which is, I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be amazing. I am so excited. There is some really amazing people I know that are in this community, and we're going to get some stuff done.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Holly, thank you very much for being here. Thank you for joining us and sharing your story. I think have a fantastic way of articulating some stuff around the way you think, and I think that's going to be a massively valuable thing for a lot of people to hear. So thank you very much.
Thank you, John. And I appreciate all of your support and help. You are a major reason for why I'm here and why I have the success and Dropship Breakthrough. And Ben, shout out to Ben.
Awesome.
Thank you. You guys are the real MVPs.
Nice. Well, if you'd love to come and join Holly at Dropship Breakthrough, all you have to do is head along to dropshipbreakthrough.com/join. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.